This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long. And on our Oakland Hard Jewelers talk and text line from covers.com, Rohit Punea. Rohit, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. How you doing, buddy?
Good, man. Good to be on. Excited for the draft. Excited for the upcoming season.
Yeah, so am I. Man, football season in the blink of an eye is going to be here. I know it seems long, but it won't be too much longer, so to speak, as the sands go out through the hourglass. Rohit, I'll talk to you about Saints first, because I think once the Derek Carr situation got leaked by his own camp, the betting odds sort of changed. I think a lot of us here felt that no matter what, that unless the Saints had traded up to the first pick to get Cam Ward, which I truly believe they tried to do and just could not come up with a package, they weren't going to pick a quarterback at 9. And now as it gets closer and closer, the odds are starting to change a little bit now, more toward tight end, defensive line. And that would make a lot of sense because of the fact I think most people feel Will Campbell or Armand Minbu won't be there when the Saints pick at 9.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of value in looking at those positions because, I mean, we know, like, looking back at what the last 8 first-round picks by Loomis were all either, you know, offensive linemen or defensive linemen. They like to build from the trenches out. And, yeah, I mean, quarterback is an issue, but you never want to overdraft on the quarterback because that can really set a franchise back. It really comes down to really whether or not the Saints brass thinks, you know, someone like Sanders or Dart is worthy of a top 10 pick. You know, maybe they trade down a little bit and get one of those guys. But right now, I mean, there's a lot of reports that those guys, you know, are, you know, would be overdrafted if they were taken top 10. But there's a lot of really good, you know, pass rushers in the draft, a lot of good, you know, players in the trenches that can really help them out immediately.
Rohit, one of the things is that we rarely see a tight end get picked in the top 10. Now, we did see Kyle Pitts a few years back. Now, Brock, he escaped the top 10, but man, did he pay off big for the Raiders, because he was, I'm not saying everything they had, but he was a lot of what they had offensively. Your thoughts on Tyler Warren, because, and I think Colston Loveland will follow him very quickly. I don't think Colston's going to have to wait too long to hear his name pass Tyler Warren. But it's one of those type drafts where what you've seen in the past may not convert to what is happening in this year's draft class.
Yeah, absolutely. And it really just comes down to what the offense is going to look like under Moore and how they're going to use those tight ends. Because you guys already have a pretty good tight end in Juwan Johnson. It's about how are they going to use two. And I think it's going to come down to the fact that Tyler Warren, I think if you're just looking at overall talent, is he a top 10 worthy player? Absolutely. Question is, do you want to spend a top 10 pick on a tight end when you have a ton of other positions of need throughout the roster? And I think there's a lot of other positions that, you know, they could use to shore up that would come in over there. As good as Warren is, I just don't think, I think it's a bit of an overdraft when you already have someone like Johnson at tight end.
Rohit, looking elsewhere around the NFC South, what's kind of the early buzz about what the Falcons are going to be doing with their 15th overall selection about midway through the first round?
Yeah, I mean, it's looking like defense for the Falcons. I mean, this is a team that, you know, it does make sense maybe to give Penix a little bit of help on the line or something like that. But, I mean, this defense is terrible. I don't think they've really done a ton in the offseason that really make me think that they've shored up that pass rush. I mean, you know, adding, what, a 32-year-old Leonard Floyd, I don't think that moves the needle at all. I don't think adding Morgan Fox moves the needle. And this team desperately, desperately needs pass rush. You're looking at the odds right now, and I think it's about minus 200 for them to take a defensive lineman or an edge player with their first pick. And it makes a lot of sense, too. They're picking at about number 15, middle of the draft, a ton of depth at pass rusher in this year's draft. We've got guys like James Pierce, Mikal Williams, Shamar Stewart, Mike Green, all guys that I think would be phenomenal fits for them in the middle of the first round.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Rohit, one of the teams that have really drafted well over the last 3 years, and we've seen this soft rebuild post-Tom Brady, is with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You think how they've been kind of pieced together. A wide receiver might be a nice addition, but I got a feeling if Jahad Campbell is there from Alabama, the linebacker, he just may be the guy they push the button on.
Yeah, no, actually, that's a play I really like for the Bucs, where they are at number 19. Because, I mean, they've got good linebackers, but they're getting up there in age. You know, they just re-signed, he's 35 years old, gave him a pretty good contract. But they could definitely use some youth at linebacker. Campbell, I think, is a great fit for them. Looks like Walker's going to be gone. Walker's probably a top 10 pick at this stage. But yeah, I mean, I think linebacker's a great spot for them. I also think cornerback's an interesting spot as well. I think across from Dean, they could really use a shutdown corner. Will Johnson seems to be falling down a little bit because of his lack of long speed. And so I think Will Johnson could be a good spot for them at 19. I also think Jadae Barron would be a great player for them to pick up that would really shore up cornerback. And we know in the modern NFL, you can never have too many corners. And linebackers, you know, that is a position which has been a little bit undervalued lately. So it really comes down to what they see with value. But I do think Campbell would be a great fit there.
Rohit, you brought up Jalen Walker, and it feels like he would be such a good fit for the Saints at pick 9 with this new defense with Brandon Staley. The issue is the team that's right above him, and that is the Carolina Panthers at pick 8. What are your thoughts on what the Carolina Panthers will do? I know we've talked to a couple of different Panthers reporters that say, oh, they may not be forced to take defense in round 1, but it feels like they're, just like the Falcons, going to be addressing their defense with their first round pick. One spot ahead of the Saints, and if Jalen Walker's there, and it's kind of hard to see him making it to pick 9.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough because the Panthers are a team with so many holes. And yeah, Jalen Walker would make sense. Getting some juice on that defense makes a lot of sense, too. I mean, they signed a lot of guys in free agency, Wharton, Bobby Brown, Morig, but none of those guys are impact players, per se. So, I mean, defense makes a lot of sense. Jalen Walker makes a lot of sense. But, I got to agree with a lot of those other guys you're talking to, where I think, I wouldn't be surprised if the Panthers maybe even reached a little bit, grabbed one of the top wide receivers. I think most books have plus 500 for the Panthers to draft a wide receiver with their first pick. And, you know, I think there's value in that because we know that they interviewed Teteroa McMillan and Matthew Golden at the Combine. we know that, you know, they're going to stick with Bryce Young, and they need to get him targets. They need guys that can separate. You know, I think McMillan's, you know, a great receiver, but, you know, maybe they already have kind of a couple of bigger receivers there. So a guy like Golden that gives speed to them, can give them a guy that can get open so that Young's not getting teed off on, I think would make a lot of sense as well. So I think there's some value in looking at the Panthers to go wide receiver with their first pick.
Rohit, last question for you, and I think we all sort of agree that once you get past Cam Ward, man, it's really a roll of the dice on where the next quarterback is going to get picked. But you may see a team, or teams, plural, try to get back up because you have that fifth-year option on that quarterback. If Shadir would get past Pittsburgh at 21, or Dart gets past the Steelers at 21, of a team trying to get it late in the first round for a shot at either Sanders or Dart.
Absolutely. I think that's definitely much, like, very much in play. It seems like quarterback is always such a tough position to evaluate when you're on the outside looking at. Seems like every year there's these guys that are being put in mock drafts first round that end up dropping to the second or third round because the actual teams making these decisions don't value the same as the average fan or, you know, the talent evaluators we've got in the media. So it's going to be one of those spots where I think one of those guys is going to drop, either Dart or Sanders, and I think someone's going to make a move into the bottom of the first round to pick them up.
Rohit, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Great conversation. And, man, you know, you can bet on anything today and now. Yep. Man, that's a lot of cash on draft choices and who's going to pick who and everything else. And one of the hot things I've heard from a friend of mine is that they think that Jacksonville may be somebody to roll a dice, and they pick Jalen Walker from Georgia.
I would like that. I think there's so many directions Jacksonville could go in, but I think Walker is just one of those guys that he would be a great fit anywhere.
Yep,
Pretty much any team in the league could use an impact pass rusher, and he can also, you know, drop into coverage. He could do a little bit of everything. So he's just such a great athlete, and he was so productive at Georgia too, right? So I think he's a great fit everywhere. But yeah, in Jacksonville, he would definitely add an instant impact.
Rohit, thanks so much for joining us. Really appreciate it, buddy, and we'll get you back on soon.
Thanks, guys. Best of luck.
All right. Rohit Panoe, who does a great job at Covers.com.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and, like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.